He venido hoy aquí, amigo, a dar contento al Creador.
Y para poder hacerlo, necesito otorgarte.
Hello, friends. We came here to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Necesario para contento del Creador.
I must bestow, but I'm afraid I won't be able to give what is needed to bestow contentment to the Creator. But I know in my heart that the purpose of creation is to bestow to the created being.
קטע מקור מספר אחת.
Source excerpt number one. באופן כזה,
שמה שאלו אנשים הסכימו שיתייחדו.
Those people who agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends, it is because each one of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages: as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among themselves to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each one of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that. Again, those people who agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends, it is because each one of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages: as their faces differ, so their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among themselves to unite into a single group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each one of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
leitura para workshop.
Question for an active workshop.
Que ações precisamos fazer?
What concessions do we make in the ten to attain love of friends?
Well, let's start with the most obvious. In order to attain the love of friends, first, we have to make the first concession, which is over self-love.
And in order to come to that, we, on the one hand, need to ask the Creator to give us strength to come out of ourselves and see the friends as great and constantly add in the greatness of the friends and the goal and the path.
The concessions are with respect to the will to receive. What I want for myself, what I want out of my mind, my intellect, what I think is right, what seems to me as bestowed. All of these things I have to take off the table. And everything should be in order to reach or to start reaching the understanding of what does love of friends mean. And to understand that, we have to start understanding what the teachers are saying, what the Kabbalists are saying, what our teacher and the friends are saying.
How do you know what we need to give up on when we exert in love of friends according to what Kabbalists are saying? Then a little monster inside begins to raise its head and it helps us because it shows us what we have to give up on, what more we can strive and ask. See, it's impossible but ask to cut away from us for the sake of the friends.
Everything that you're not willing and you don't want to give up on, apparently you will have to at some point. Your ambitions for spiritual progress, the reward that you should get, your control, everything in short. And it's all so that you'll be able to think to some extent and to have a concern for and to support the friends.
Here there's something we call necessity. When anything that's beyond necessary, you have to invest in connection and love of others. So all that's left for you is necessity, even bestowal itself. As Alice mentioned, you have to give up your own spirituality. You take it only as necessary in order to bestow, to help others bestow.
To engage in love of friends in practice. To make efforts in that. Where is my attention? Right now, am I coming to see the lesson in order to receive from Rav some knowledge or all kinds of new discernments? Or am I interested in additional strength for love of friends? The attention, each and every moment. We should try to pay attention to this and put efforts into it.
Hermano, siente como la relación está en amor de amigos.
Y todos tienen la necesidad de
feel how the ten is in love of friends.
Y así darle contento.
We all need to be here together. We hold the friends in with great trepidation. See how the friends feel that the goal of everything is to hold everything in unity. Let's enter the lesson, the feeling in the heart. Let's hold this all the time.
Second source excerpt from by Rabash. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of the greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, but now he has something with which to serve the King. And according to the measure that the society, with their thoughts at the time of the gathering, were thinking about the greatness of the Creator, each and every one, according to his measure, induced in him the importance and greatness of the Creator, so he can walk all day in the world of joy and pleasure.
Como sentir como podemos gerar uma atmosfera poderosa da grandeza.
A silent workshop. Let's feel how we create a stronger atmosphere of the greatness of the and importance of the Creator in this lesson.
Amado Creador, te pedimos que nos des la fuerza de conexión.
A prayer. Beloved Creator, we ask you to give us the force of connection with which we will be able to build the Kli together, so that the Arvut between us will be strengthened. Thank you for giving us the privilege of acknowledging your greatness through the greatness of the friends. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Amen.